The students inside Norris Hall yesterday included Tina Harrison. She's an accounting and finance major. And she was taking a test on the third floor when people heard a sound.
We weren't sure what it was. It was gunshots, but for a while we thought it might have been construction. And we heard this horrible scream and laughter. But then some girl who had recently turned her test came running back up into the room and said that she just saw a guy get shot, another guy jump out a window, and that there was a gunman shooting on the second floor. So we were sitting in the classroom, and basically panic broke out. All we could hear was people screaming, laughter, and more screaming. And I counted 24 gunshots within a minute, and I lost track after that. I just started praying. It sounded like he was getting closer to where we were. Like, we could hear the gunshots coming up the stairwell. We didn't know what was going to happen. We honestly thought we were going to get shot, too.
Tina Harrison is a junior at Virginia Tech. She says another student began herding people into a small office to hide, and it was in that small room that Harrison called her parents on a cell phone.
They just told me to stay calm and that they loved me and that everything was going to be okay and just stay calm, which was very hard to do at the time when a gunman is very close to where we were. We heard his laughter, and it was the most horrible thing I've ever heard in my life.
And then, Tina Harrison says, the laughter stopped.
It got really quiet, and we didn't know what was happening. But then all of a sudden, we heard banging on the door we were in, and it burst open. I guess a policeman broke the door down and held us at gunpoint and told us to put all our hands in the air. So there was like a line of police or SWAT teams holding guns at us and had our hands in the air and told us just to run across the field to the other side and just get away from here as fast as we could.
Which is how Tina Harrison made it out of Norris Hall, the scene of most of yesterday's shootings at Virginia Tech.